Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 107, which, interestingly, shares essentially the story of the gospel. It's talking about people who are on a ship at sea, and the waters begin to be troubled, and there's a storm, and they cry out to the Lord in their distress, and he rescues them. It says he hushed the storm to a gentle breeze, and the billows of the sea were stilled. And so we see in the gospel today that Jesus is on a boat with the disciples, and as they're crossing the water, there's this storm that comes up. I think what's really important to focus on, at least for me, is the question that the disciples ask when they wake Jesus up, which is, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And I think those words are so critical because they're not just simply crying out to the Lord for help, right? They're not just saying, like, "Jesus, wake up, help us." But rather, he's sleeping in the midst of the storm. And these are men who are fishermen, who grew up close to the water. So for the most part, you can assume that they've been in a storm before. Right? They're not like me, who lives thousands of miles from the ocean and gets frightened if there's like kind of big waves, right? It talks about how the waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. So for them to wake Jesus up and to be terrified, like they really think they're going to die. And these are men who know the sea. Right? They know what it's capable of doing. They know if it's just like a small storm and they're going to be okay. They're terrified that they're going to die. And so they say, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And the response of Jesus is, first, he wakes up and he calms the sea and the wind. And then he says, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" And what's striking to me in this passage, what I've kind of been sitting with over the past week as I've been thinking about the gospel, is just that the Lord is quick to respond to us, but it doesn't always feel quick. First, they think they're gonna die, and then Jesus responds in this miraculous way, right? So that at the end they're saying, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" So the response of Jesus is quick from our perspective because we're not in the boat. We're not there with the disciples seeing the waves crash over and feeling like we're gonna die. In my own life, and perhaps in your life, it doesn't always feel like the Lord is quick to answer or quick to hear our pleas. But that's because we're in the boat. That's because we're watching the waves crash over and we're convinced that we're gonna die and that it's all gonna be over and that we can't be saved. But the Lord is in the boat, right? He's present to them and he's present to us. So despite the fact that currently in my boat, it might seem like there's difficulty and there are storms and I can't see the way out of it. It doesn't seem like it's going to end, or it doesn't seem like it's going to be a good resolution. The Lord is present in the boat, right? He hasn't left me, but also he is going to respond. His response might not be something that just fixes all of the problems exteriorly, but he can do internally what he does in nature in the gospel. So when I have this turmoil within, and I turn to the Lord, and I beg for his help, knowing and trusting that he cares, right? Because that's kind of the interesting phrasing. Do you not care that we're perishing? Of course he cares. He's there. It's not as though he's in a different boat that's like peacefully floating along. But his experience almost seems like he is, because he continues to sleep even while it seems that death is close at hand. And as I was saying that, I was just considering a later passage in the gospel where Jesus will be close to his own death and his friends will sleep. So even though Jesus is sleeping in the boat, he's still with them. And he's teaching them to have faith, and he's teaching them to trust. But he doesn't remove himself from this experience, because in the agony of the garden, then he has the experience of turning to the Father while his friends sleep and feeling abandoned by them. And perhaps feeling that same question is hard of, do you not care, my friends, that I am perishing? So what is the storm that's currently rocking my boat? What are the ways that it feels like difficult things are being asked of me, or it seems like I can't see through the storm? What are the ways that the Lord is present? Maybe quietly, maybe just silently present, but what are the ways that the Lord is present in the midst of that difficulty, in the midst of that storm? And even if there isn't a quick, from our perspective, resolution to the external chaos, how might the Lord desire to bring internal peace and internal stillness? Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the way that you are present in the midst of our suffering, that you stay in our boat even in the midst of the storm, even as we near death. Teach us to trust in you, Lord, to know that you always care and that you're always working for our good. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.